USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden unveiled his initiatives aimed at reducing health care expenses for Americans during a White House gathering Wednesday. He was joined by Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Biden outlined that seniors enrolled in Medicare would be spared from paying more than $2,000 annually for prescription medications starting next year, as per the Inflation Reduction Act.
Drug companies are charging exorbitant prescription drug prices. Higher prices than anywhere in the world. And Bernie said it. I was listening in the back, Bernie. You and I have been fighting this for 25 years. Finally, we beat Big Pharma.
He also commended the move made by 3 out of 4 major inhaler manufacturers to limit the monthly cost of inhalers for a number of patients to $35. Despite the deaths of 3 humanitarian aid workers in an Israeli airstrike, the Biden administration is maintaining its current policy toward Israel. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that the president anticipates a prompt and comprehensive investigation into the incident. Nonetheless, President Biden's still under pressure to cease providing weapons to Israel amid the conflict. According to a recent Wall Street Journal poll, former President Trump is leading President Biden in 6 of the country's most fiercely contested states. Trump maintains a lead in 6 out of 7 battleground states surveyed for the upcoming 2024 presidential election, with voters expressing significant reservations about both candidates, who happen to be the oldest to ever run in history. In Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and North Carolina, Trump is ahead by margins ranging from 2 to 8 percentage points. The future of a Texas immigration statute now rests with a federal appeals court in New Orleans. Wednesday, the 3-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals granted both the federal government and Texas's legal team the opportunity to either challenge or support Texas SB 4. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towels that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Former President Trump and the Republican National Committee have significantly bolstered their financial resources, raising close to $66 million in March. Trump's campaign and the RNC disclosed the fundraising achievement, marking a notable increase following a slower pace in the first 2 months of the year. A man is dead in Florida after crashing a small experimental aircraft not too far from a local airport. USA's Ryan Daniels with more.
The sheriff of Polk County, Florida is Grady Judd. He says 76-year-old Arthur Canning had just taken off and may not have had time for a distress call.
Certainly he could have made a transmission, but it would have had to have been real quick because he was up and into the ground in seconds.
The pilot had built the plane himself and had only flown it a couple of times before the crash. The first time, last Saturday.
Driverless vehicles are extending their services beyond passenger transport. Waymo has revealed a collaboration with Uber Eats, marking a significant step in autonomous delivery. The announcement came Wednesday with Waymo declaring that its driverless cars will begin food deliveries to residents of the Phoenix, Arizona area. Currently, a limited number of restaurants are partaking in the initiative. Customers placing orders still retain the choice to opt for human-driven deliveries if they prefer. JetBlue Airlines is implementing price hikes for checked luggage during peak hours. The new fees will affect domestic flights, with the first checked bag during peak travel periods increasing in price by $5 and the second by $10. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.